Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Alexander Graham Bell and the state of Florida. Go trotting, check the time, and listen to this past week in recording history. Fans of harness racing probably know that last week, March 3rd in 1887, the American Trotting Association was formed in Detroit, Michigan. But by the 1930s, there were three separate governing bodies controlling the sport, each with its own geographical territory, and each with its own conflicting rules and regulations. So in 1939, the United States Trotting Association was formed to serve the entire harness racing industry, and today it governs the sport for the entire U.S. from headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. So to commemorate the American Trotting Association, we're going to do some trotting of our own, beginning with Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players.
Thank you. Everybody who wears a who has learned a rhythm that's hot and new. Most everybody is doing it too, the boop-boop-a-doop-a-doop-trot. At every party, at every ball, you'll find that you'll decorate the wall, unless you're ready to dance with them all, the boop-boop-a-doop-a-doop-trot. Long-haired musician 62 had to get their hair cut too, traded their fiddles for a new kazoo, all on account of the boop-boop-a-doo. Come on, you hot sis, come on, you tots. Don't loop around like forget-me-not. Let's put it on like the regular shot, the boop-boop-a-doop-a-doop-trot. Thank you.
Spike Hughes in his Decca Dance and the Boop Boop A Doop A Doo Trot, written by George A. Little and Johnny Burke. That was recorded in London on March 28, 1930. Before that, it was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra and Coconut Trot from July 11, 1924. Coconut Trot was written by three members of the band, Abe Lyman, pianist Gus Arnheim, and trumpeter Ray Lopez. The coconut in Coconut Trot refers to the Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel's ballroom, the Coconut Grove, but the song was written while the band was on tour on the East Coast. And speaking of East Coast, Coconut Trot was preceded by Junie Cobb's Hometown Band from a Paramount 78 and East Coast Trot from July of 1926. East Coast Trot was written by Jimmy Blythe, pianist in the band and who was one of the first boogie-woogie-style piano players. We began that trot set with Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players and the Stop Trot with the vocal by Eddie Grossbart. Eddie Grossbart was an American singer and bandleader, and you'll see his name spelled as a single word, Grossbart, as a hyphenated name, Gross-Bart, and as two separate words, Grossbart. This England's Book of British Dance Bands spells it as a single word, but I'll try to remember to ask Ian Whitcomb tomorrow evening at our regular Monday night salon if he knows the definitive spelling. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, March 2nd in 1923, the first issue of the weekly Time magazine appeared on newsstands. The first issue was 32 pages and featured a charcoal sketch of Congressman Joseph Gurney Cannon on the cover. Time magazine was founded by Henry Luce and Brighton Haddon and is now printed in several languages and is among the most popular magazines in history with a readership of over 4 million. We begin the show with Al Starita, but this set of rapidly rotating records about Time is going to start off with Al's brother, Ray. We'll be right back. A trio of Time songs to commemorate the debut of Time magazine, March 2, 1923. We began with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band and Tapping the Time, with Ray also providing the vocal. That was recorded July 5, 1927. Ray Starita, as well as his brothers Al and Rudy, were born in Boston, but in 1923 Ray and Al traveled to England and became members of the Savoy Orpheans. In 1926, Jack Hilton put Ray in charge of the band at the Piccadilly Hotel, and the band's show was known as the Piccadilly Revels. Tapping the Time was followed by Wally Erickson's Coliseum Orchestra and Got No Time from a Jeanette 78 recorded in Richmond, Indiana on June 2, 1925. The Coliseum in Coliseum Orchestra refers to the Coliseum Ballroom in St. Paul, Minnesota, where Wally Erickson led the band for much of the 20s and 30s. We finished up with the Washboard Serenaders and Tappin' the Time Away, recorded March 31st, 1930.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to Glenn at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, March 3rd, marked the birth in 1847 in Edinburgh, Scotland, of inventor and educator Alexander Graham Bell. His father was an expert in vocal physiology and elocution, and his grandfather a professor of elocution. Best known for perfecting the telephone, his career began teaching the deaf to talk by using what he called visible speech, illustrations of the positions of the lips and tongue during speech. In 1871, he began teaching at Sarah Fuller's School for the Deaf in Boston, the first such school in the world. In 1873, he was professor of vocal physiology and speech at Boston University. He conceived the idea of the telephone in 1874, and his experiments led to his patent for the electric speaking telephone on March 7, 1876, the single most valuable patent ever issued. Bell died on August 2, 1922. So here to commemorate Alexander Graham Bell's invention are some rapidly rotating records about bells, beginning with the OI-5. Thank you.
I want to ring bells, I want to blow whistles. Baby whispered yes, and I'll confess, that's why I want to ring bells. I want to make noise, I want to break windows. Baby started this with her sweet kiss, that's why I want to make noise. I had my palm read by a gypsy, and my future looks bright. We'll live in Poughkeepsie, look us up some rainy night. Come on with those bells, I want to go marching. All the family tree depends on me, that's why I want to ring bells.
Jovanotti and his orchestra, and I Want to Ring Bells, written by J. Fred Coots and Maurice Sigler. That's from a Banner 78 recorded in New York on September 25th, 1933. That was preceded by Spike Hughes once again, this time with Six Bells Stampede. Six Bells Stampede was written by Spike Hughes and Billy Munn and refers to the Six Bells Pub, which was nearby to the Decca studio where the band recorded. It seems that the band members would stampede to the Six Bells during breaks in recording. We began with the original Indiana Five and Cowbell Blues from October of 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, on March 3rd in 1845, Florida became the 27th of the United States of America. The word Florida is Spanish for Feast of Flowers. The capital of Florida is... no, not Miami, but Tallahassee. The state flower is, appropriately enough, the orange blossom, and the mockingbird is the state bird. Florida's state song is Suwannee River, and the state motto is In God We Trust. Florida is known as the Sunshine State, so to commemorate Florida's admission to the Union, here's a set of sunshine songs, beginning with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra. Thank you.
Little boy bluebird, shine a while and sing a while for me. Old man sunshine, little boy bluebird, sing a song of those I long to see. For while the sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn, here in the shadows, I'm sad and forlorn. Old man sunshine, little boy bluebird, bring a smile to melancholy me.
Some sunshine songs to commemorate the admission of Florida to the Union as the 27th state on March 2, 1845. We began with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra and Cover Me Up with Sunshine from October 15, 1926. Cover Me Up with Sunshine was written by Mort Dixon and Ray Henderson and was sung there by Frank Bessinger. That was followed by Bernie Cummins and his Biltmore Orchestra in 1928 and Old Man Sunshine, written by Mort Dixon and Harry Warren. We finished up with the Checkerbox Boys, credited on the label of that Challenge 78 as the Cafe Royal Boys, and My Sunshine from February of 1928. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are Harry Reaser and Bill Wurgis.
but they won't tell Mary Ann. Mary Ann, every little rosebud blooming in the heather seems to whisper, go on, get together. I can't wait until the time when I'll hear those church bells chime. I'll be yours and you'll be mine, Mary Ann.
Else could show. Oh, I heard talk of paradise, but your kiss will do. Baby, everything that's nice belongs to you.
little, and furthermore, oh, and furthermore,
she belongs to me.
Oh, what style, and furthermore, what a smile, and furthermore, oh, and furthermore,
she belongs to me.
She never says no, 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 no. She never says yeah, yeah, has to be slow, 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 slow. But nevertheless, oh, can she love, and furthermore, does she love, and furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore,
she belongs to me.
And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me.
Eats, of course.
And furthermore, like a horse. And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me.
When she's in a car,
the passengers frown. Of course, when she gets up, six people sit down. But I'm her beau. And furthermore, she's got dough. And furthermore, oh, 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 and furthermore, she belongs to me. Mine, oh, mine.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Bill Wurgis providing piano accompaniment to Harry Reeser on banjo and Calling from March 2, 1927. That was followed by Louis Lilienfeld and his Hotel Biltmore Orchestra and Mary Ann from March 1, 1928. Next, it was Owen Fallon's Californians and Everything That's Nice Belongs to You from a Mellotone 78 recorded March 2, 1931. And we finished up with Irving Aronson and his Commanders from March 1, 1928 with And Furthermore. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.